Quest Oracle Community proudly presents the PeopleSoft Connection, a Quest on-air podcast production. Hosted by PeopleSoft users Stephen Valentine, Senior Director of Quality Assurance at the Milton Hershey School, and Brooke Repine, a PeopleSoft Business Systems Analyst with Samaritan's Purse. This podcast explores and showcases how PeopleSoft customers are harnessing specific functionality and capabilities to drive business success. Welcome to the January episode of the PeopleSoft Connection podcast. Today, we're diving into one of the latest releases in the PeopleSoft world that's been creating a lot of buzz, PeopleTools 8.62. And we're super excited to be joined by Sashank Vemana from Oracle, who's here to chat with us about this exciting new release and the features within it. Welcome, Sashank. We're so excited that you've been able to take time to chat with us today.
Hi, Brooke. Hi, Stephen. Thanks a lot for having me. It's great to be on the podcast, and I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Yes, this is great. Sashank, can you give us a little overview of your role at Oracle and what you've been working on lately?
Sure. Just like you all, I've been working in the past with PeopleSoft customers, predominantly doing a lot of technical work, working as a developer, working as an architect, etc. So that's been my background over several years before I joined Oracle 4 years ago, roughly. And my role here is part of the PeopleTools strategy team. I also lead the team and be a part of the larger PeopleSoft strategy organization. So primarily trying to make PeopleTools better, looking at the future direction, roadmap, all that. Really interesting work. Love it.
Great. So we're super excited to talk a little bit about the new landing page. It's a really amazing new feature that's coming out. So can you talk a little bit about what it is and how it's going to benefit us as users?
Absolutely. One of the biggest features we introduced in PeopleTools 8.62, there's lots of them actually. So the release last year, we had a lot of fun with in terms of unveiling it to the customers. I think you guys were at Blueprint, so you must have seen all that. It was fantastic to see the excitement in the community. So the landing page is one of the biggest features in the release, as I was saying. And the whole background to this is we've had fluid navigation, fluid homepages, fluid tiles for a long time now. It's been almost 11 years. It was introduced in 8.5.4. So that's been there as a primary way in which users navigate, not just on desktops or laptops, but with the trend back when we had the mobile experiences becoming popular, we were using this as the approach to address some of the needs to have PeopleSoft with responsive user interface and also be touch friendly, etc. So that's where the tiles concept comes through. And so we had the history of the fluid navigation for a long time. And this is just a step up from there, is to really modernize, not just for the sake of making it look good. By all means, it does, because you have now a lot more capabilities to style it and change layouts, etc. But also transform the way in which the users are experiencing the application in terms of how they perceive it, primarily because if implemented right, it's going to make them tremendously more productive. So that's the idea with making it really easy for someone when they log into the application. What do they see? How do they move from there to getting to what they need to do and finding what they need to do? Basically, that's the value add from an end user perspective.
I was at Blueprint when you gave that presentation, and I was super excited to see it. And I was super excited about the one customization report that you talked about, where we can see our customizations. And I believe we can even see how heavily they've been used, which is really going to help work with our users in maybe minimizing those customizations or moving away when they realize that they're not using them.
Correct. Absolutely. So yeah, customization insights, again, is another one of the exciting features of 8.62. It is a way in which we can provide data-driven insights for customers to make sense of their customizations. We all know customizations. You do compares, you figure out what they are, but in a way that it's easier to understand and also use some other supporting information, like where are you using these? Which product areas have you customized? How frequently are you using them if you have usage monitor enabled? So bringing all these other dimensions to this and making it easier to then from there understand which ones you want to keep, which ones you may want to move, especially if they are colliding with our application maintenance frequently. Maybe they might be better candidates to move to some of the isolating customization frameworks, which makes it easier for you to take maintenance. So there's lots to unpack on that one when we get into that.
So just quick summary of what we've been talking about so far. PeopleTools 8.62 first became available in 2025. And this is something that you had a huge hand in. We're really happy to have you here to talk with us about it today. And the key features that we're going to be just touching on briefly, and we've already talked about a little bit, is the new landing page feature and the customization insight that you just talked about. And then there's also the smart prompts drop-down fields, and then the improved global search?
Yes, so smart prompts and the improved global search also falls along the same lines of what we've done with the landing page, which is to really make users productive. And those two features are also designed to make it easier when customers are interacting with lookups in the application. And similarly, search is a key component to PeopleSoft. So we've made it easier, making the UI and the experience much more intuitive.
So if we focus a little bit on the new landing page feature, what are the takeaways? What are the things that you'd like our audience to hear about today?
Yeah, we talked about the background and the value add. So I want to touch on what is the experience going to look like? And the experience is going to be moving away from having all these home pages and tiles, which are predominantly navigation focused. And then you have multiple home pages. So as an end user, let's say I play multiple roles within the organization. So when I need to go in and fill in my time, I need to be on the employee self-service homepage. And then let's say I'm also a manager, I need to go and approve time. I need to then flip back into my manager homepage and go in and approve time there. And I have a day job, might be a workforce administrator or recruiting specialist. So I go into those home pages. So I'll have to do all these determinations before I get to where I need to go. So that's the experience we have with having role-focused, navigation-centric home pages today. So the idea is that you have a single landing experience for all your users, no matter what type of role they are in. So basically going to a single homepage concept and presenting content in a way that it is just in time and intuitive for them. What is relevant for the user, they should be able to find it right from the homepage. And from there, they can dive into different operational areas. For example, let's say a recruiting dashboard. So they can dive into different areas from there versus them figuring out where they need to go once they land. So that's the conceptual, what they will experience right away to begin with.
So as a user, can I now see my employee requests, such as time off requests, and my expense report approvals or my purchase order approvals all in one screen?
Yes. The other thing is that it's not about bringing all the content that was, let's say, in several different homepages and put them all in one homepage. So if you do that, then it becomes too much information. The idea is that we will only surface the key areas within each of the sections and also have dynamic content like suggestions, continue with, an announcement that really makes the experience more intuitive for the user to do what they need to do right away. For example, there may be certain events, they might have to complete their benefits enrollment. So those are things that we know we can prioritize based on the time frame of where we are in the year. And similarly, they could have completed, let's say, a partial activity of some sort. For instance, they could have gone in and created a birth event. They started something, but they didn't complete it. They might have done it on their phone, but then realize they need to attach something which is not on their phone. So they then flip over later onto their desktop or laptop. And at that point, without them having to figure out where to navigate and where they left something, they can just click on the continue with item, which will show up because they've partially completed their activity. So these are some of the things that we want to present. So you want to prioritize what content you show. But yes, the idea is to be able to have everything that the user would most likely want in that place. And so, as you were saying, the employee self-service will have its own section, for instance, or the key areas that you go into for other areas in the application, like workforce, recruiting, and supplier, things like that can also have their own section. So that's the idea. And our applications will have examples that you can leverage and extend as well.
I really like that because one of the issues that we have, our employees start an expense report and then they get out of it, and then they start another one and they get out of it. So we have several empty expense reports hanging out there. So this will be nice because they'll start their expense report And next time they log in, they'll see right on their screen, continue with my expense report. So that's really cool. And then I'm guessing the same would be for a purchase order, requisition, all of those documents. You start that document and then you get interrupted and your system logs out. You log back in and there it is to continue where you left off. Is that the concept?
Correct. And it is more in the sense that we are making the framework in a way that it can hold transactions that can be saved. It can be any transaction. It's going to be something even custom. You may have a custom process flow, but if you have an activity of that and you start something and you can save it, so those type of activities can then be used to render in this continue with section. So similarly, the idea is that it is content that is dynamic. These are not tiles that are registered. That's the point. Getting into some of the technical aspects, but more conversationally here, but that's okay. One of the things in 862 that we did is that for a tile to appear within a homepage, in the past, you had to register that within the portal registry, and you have to create a tile and put that on a homepage for it to appear on a homepage. It's no longer the case in 862. That's what is powerful, because then a section can dynamically render tiles based on conditions. And so that can be anything if you think about it. And the way we have designed the continue with specifically is around activities that can be saved. And so whatever that might be, I don't have the full list that what we're delivering, but whatever those activities might be, can be then rendered within the continue with section. That's just an example. But the idea is that the sections can itself hold dynamic content, which means you can write or create sections that way. And also a technology behind the scenes or a framework behind the scenes that's called the Notification Publisher, which is available in enterprise components, that makes it really easy to push business events through the notifications technology, to push those events into any section that you desire. So you can actually route these into sections. So instead of them having to go and look at the notifications, they can look at those specific events, specific notifications show up in various areas in the sections that you nominate. So it's really interesting, really powerful once you get into the notification publisher concept, which is available in enterprise components.
How do our listeners get started with using the new functionality that's available for the landing page?
To begin with, they need to be on 862, and that's what will get them all the capabilities from a technology layer perspective, where you can have a section with advanced styling capability and layout capability. So that's important to understand just what is available out of the box in people tools, because what that means is that customers can design their own landing pages even without taking advantage of what we deliver, because the framework is there. Not suggesting that's what they would have to do, but it's possible. If they want to create a landing page completely from scratch, it's possible that they can do that. And what PeopleTools offers is that we were talking about sections earlier, which was introduced in 861 foundationally. That's a feature that we put in 861 so that in 862, we could do additional granular configurability at the section level, which will allow customers to add styling. So each section can look completely different from another styling wise, and also how the tiles within the section can be completely different as well. For example, a tile in one section may just be like a regular image and some text, but then in another section, they might just be links. So these kind of styling capabilities, and also the section layout capabilities where they can appear side by side versus in 861, they were all horizontal sections that span the entire width of the page. They allow the customers to basically render a lot more content in a way that it's easy to digest, because without these styling capabilities, everything would be a tile in the standard format. It'll be just too much information or too difficult to process. So that's the styling capability that comes with People Tools. And then when you get to the 862 based images in HCM and FSCM, then you will have examples out there with landing pages, which you can take advantage of. Just like any other homepage that we deliver, the landing page also will be available. You can pull those as part of your application maintenance. You can extend those as well. For instance, you can say, okay, there are certain sections here I may not use because maybe those modules don't apply to you. So you can remove those sections, or you can rename sections. You can change styling behind sections. So there's a lot of things you can do with the extension capabilities, and also frameworks that makes it easier for you to extend as well in terms of what type of content you push into the sections.
I really appreciate the example landing pages that you're talking about being provided. I'm fairly new to FSCM, so I kind of have the least amount of experience out of all of us here in this group. And so the fact that Oracle's providing an example for us to get in there and be able to see what's available to get started, like you're talking about, I think is really key for those of us who are looking to get started on this.
Absolutely. And also we're planning to stick with a consistent approach with our landing pages. So you would see mostly that's very similar in terms of the layouts and styling and all that. And PeopleTools also offers several styling capabilities. For instance, we might have set a section to render all the tiles as links, but you might just choose to do it differently. And so that would just be a configuration. You would find the style class associated with a different look and feel, and you will apply that specifically at that section level. So then that takes effect. So it's really interesting. And the other thing that I will mention here is that we have also released a tool called the Landing Page Modeler, which is a browser utility for all the developers out there or designers out there that lets you do these iterative changes to see that in action on the browser. Let's say you want a different look and feel for a section. Instead of you having to do this all over the configurations and come back and look at them, refresh the page, you could do this on the page itself with this browser utility and see that take effect. And then once you're happy with it, you can then go in and make your changes. So if you're involved with doing any of the styling or CSS-based activities, then you recognize that there's a lot of iterative trial and error before you arrive at what you want. And so this modeler utility, what we build, is to help accelerate that process for customers so that they don't have to spend a lot of time going back and forth between different pages, the configuration page and the online page.
Yeah, that's huge. So happy to hear that that's out there. And as a BSA, I always like to read documentation ahead of time or watch videos that are available to me. I know PeopleBooks is available, but there's also often videos and a lot of other content that's published by Oracle to help us get started. Anything in particular that you would like to point the listeners to as a resource to check out first to get started? Maybe a video you've done or a presentation?
Yes, the highlights videos for 862 talks about high level what we deliver in 862 up, and then our application images highlights videos also contains what they deliver specifically from a landing page examples perspective. And we have a landing page on the info portal so that all the resources associated with the landing page is a key concepts page on the info portal. So you can get to that page as well, and you'll find where to find the landing page modeler. And also we have another document on Moz's My Oracle Support that goes through all the advanced styling and layout capabilities that if you were to get into those, for example, let's say we have two sections side by side taking 50% of the width each. You might want to say, I want one section to span 70% of the width and the other to span 30% of the width. So how do you make those changes? So these type of advanced layout changes, all this has been documented in a support KM article. I highly recommend that one. It's fairly detailed and talks through different scenarios, etc.
That's awesome. Maybe you could send us those links and we'll add the links to the blog post so our listeners can click directly on the links. That'd be wonderful.
Absolutely. And we're also working on more content, more videos on this. So there's more always to be consumed. But I think the landing page on Info Portal would be the best place to start because we'll reference any new material in there as well.
And I think one of the other things that we tend to talk about is the idea space and the community. So I'm thinking if people have any suggestions or ideas that you would welcome them to put an idea on the idea space, and then others can put comments and vote on that. Is that something that's valuable to you?
Absolutely. It is invaluable. We look at them every time we plan our releases. We are constantly looking at them to see what customers are putting out there. It helps us a lot, not just for landing page, but for any other feature. So absolutely, we'd appreciate that.
So can you talk a little bit about the integration with dashboards? And I also believe that there is the ability to even make some dynamic colors, putting in logos from users.
Absolutely. So the dashboards are become important because when we have a landing experience, which is just a one-stop shop, then you would want users to dive into operational dashboards, especially for administrative modules, etc. So those become important for those scenarios. And it is no different from today, how you have a homepage, and from there you could click on a tile and go into a dashboard. It's exactly the same thing. But if you think about the design, it'll be nice to separate out what you want to put on dashboards and what you want to put on landing page. Or not necessarily separate out, but be more conscious, because what you put on the landing page is going to be what you want your users to see right up front. And then the dashboards will be more operational as you get into those areas. So the integration is no different in terms of the landing page, because it's just a homepage. And in terms of the branding experience, that's what 862 really elevates, as I was talking about earlier, is that from a homepage perspective, every step of the way, right from the homepage level, going into the section level, and then going into the tile level, there is granularity with how you can style them. And not that it couldn't have been done before, it could have been done, but it would have required a tremendous amount of CSS or style sheets to make that work before. But now it is much more configurable, much more targeted. So you can target specific areas and apply styling. That really opens up a lot of branding opportunities also. And then in terms of the logo, the way in which you incorporate that has not changed. So you would still use the branding framework and create your homepage logos and colors for the header as well. So that is pretty much the same as before.
Great. Yeah, this sounds really exciting. I'm really excited about the new landing pages. I'm excited about all the functionality that's coming out. And I think it's great what Oracle's doing and what you're doing and just making the product better for us. Part of this podcast is all about modernizing your PeopleSoft technology. It's about community and it's about learning. So are there any user groups that you're aware of that talk about this, maybe with Quest or anywhere else?
I think the Quest would be the right place. The Quest technology SIG, as well as our individual application SIGs. We do the sessions there as well as we get feedback from them. So that would be a nice way to provide feedback and also learn more what the community is doing out there as well.
Yeah, and I always enjoy your presentations, especially at Blueprint. I think they're always really good. I'm always love to learn what you have to say. So that's exciting.
I'm also really excited about this new landing page as well. The look and feel, it just looks so much more modern. I love that you guys at Oracle are making it easy for us to implement this. You're giving us the examples and the resources that we need. So I really appreciate that. And I love the reminder that homepages and tiles were delivered 11 years ago. We've been moving slowly toward this. We had these sections come out in 8.61, and we've got this really exciting functionality with the landing page coming out in 8.62. So I really hope our listeners are encouraged. And like you said, just download 8.62, see what's available, and get started and see how this could really impact the end user experience at their organizations. And just know that there's resources that is really doable, that they could get started with this and see some modernization of their product that they already paid for without any extra expense.
We always like to encourage our users to use the new functionality, because that's what makes it better. Their suggestions, it makes it better for everyone else.
And the other interesting thing with this, want to say, is that I've heard customers feel like this is going to be forced and we got to convert everything. The thing with this is that none of the homepage constructs and tiles are going away. So it gives time for the customers to implement this when they're ready. And a lot of it is there. So if you get to 862, it's a lot of customers excited about this. They want to implement. They want to take advantage of these things. But it's not like the existing homepages are going away. They can continue to exist, but this is the next level up. There's so much value add and productivity gains to be had. By getting to the 862, this is something that you would definitely want to take advantage of. Plan ahead and keep the design in mind. See what we are delivering. And that will give you a lot of the ideas, especially our application examples, provide a great starting point that makes it much more easier for you to plan what you think you want to present to your users when they land. So it's going to be a new experience. And for that, while there is a little bit of an effort to think that through, it is really going to transform how the application is for your end users.
Agreed. Super exciting. So can we circle back around a little bit and talk about the customization insight that's delivered? You mentioned it briefly, but my understanding is this was introduced with PeopleTools 8.62, and it's giving a comprehensive view of all the customizations and really helpful for organizations that want to look at this and maybe revisit what their customizations are and how to reduce them.
Absolutely. So every customer has customizations, and that's one of the, I guess, value adds with PeopleSoft as well is that we have the development frameworks that allows you to customize our code line and make it your own, which if done right, you can create value where necessary. So it's something that a lot of our customers do for good reason. Now, over the years, as you accumulate these customizations, it's hard to get a sense of what they are. And that's the thing we were trying to tackle with this feature is how do we provide the answers, which are obvious, but how do we surface them to in a way that it makes sense and it assists with customers better managing them? That's the idea with this. So the insights that we provide, it's something that we provide in People Tools. We can calculate your customizations. If you compare your demo environments with your customized environments, we know what the customizations are. That's the easy part. But then, okay, we have all the objects that you customize. How do we tell you, okay, what's the count of your customizations, how you're tracking over time, but also bringing in some other dimensions of data. For instance, we have the intelligence around what products they might be associated with. For example, object you customize belongs to benefits or it belongs to payroll, etc. Things like that. So you can give you an idea of how you customize the various product areas. And if you use Usage Monitor, we can tell you which customizations you're actively using in your system or which customizations are not being used at all. And if you use Usage Monitor in your test environments also, whether you have automated testing or whether you have manual testing, these objects get tracked. And that provides another dimension where we can say, these are the customizations that you are using actively in production, but you don't have tests for. And there's another set of customizations which no one's using in production, but you still maintain tests for, or you're actively testing. So you can streamline your testing. You can identify areas where you should be testing and you're not. And several layers like that, it can provide those details. And the best part that I love about this is where we can tell you which product areas within the application that you've customized and how often those customizations collide with our application maintenance. So that gives you a perspective of how much rework or reapplying that you're doing constantly based on the collisions or the frequency of the collisions. And so you can see like a heat map across all the images by product area where these customizations are colliding. And so you can not only look back, but you can also look ahead and say, okay, I'm on image 45. Let's say, and from there, if I need to get to 52 or whatever the latest one is, then you can see where your customizations would get impacted in the future images as well. So it's really, really powerful for you to then take that intelligent information to hopefully then think about, okay, how do I streamline my testing? How do I move some of my high impact customizations over to isolated customizations and maybe even remove customizations that's no longer being used? Rather than just trying to boil the ocean. Without this type of information, it'll all have to be Big Bang efforts, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think that's a great feature. And I know that some organizations are having some challenges managing their customizations, especially when employees retire that's been managing them for years. And I know that we have customizations that we don't even necessarily know why we have them. So it's a really great way to start thinking about customizations differently, thinking about changing processes, or how can we redefine that so that it is not a challenge with upgrades. So that's really exciting to me.
Absolutely. It is exactly that, to provide that detail for customers to then start to get better sense of their customizations. And from there, hopefully over time, they will see the benefit and they can also track along. We can tell you over time where your product areas that you've customized and how many objects you have in those product areas. So you get a metric or a sense of how you're doing over time.
Yeah, that's like one of the coolest features that I've heard of in quite a while. So I was pretty excited when that was introduced at Blueprint.
What are the other key items that you'd like to share with our listeners today that we haven't had a chance to talk about yet?
I would say my primary goal is for everyone to go out and try 862. It is out there and a lot of customers are actively going through the upgrades and we would like to hear feedback on that. So far, it's been a lot of excitement, a lot of positive feedback. And we are preparing to build on this, so we're really interested in hearing from you, especially live in person at Blueprint. So I would encourage you all to attend the conference there so we can not only learn about what you've been up to, and we can talk about what we've been up to, what the future holds, what the next release, what we're planning there, all that. So yeah, I'm looking forward to a great year coming ahead.
Yeah, I am too. This is really great. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear from organizations that have implemented this, and I'm excited to see how it's transformed their end user experience, and just excited to hear from the PeopleSoft community in general about how they've successfully implemented this and the great contributions it's made to their organization. Super excited to hear about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear about what people are doing with it and how they're using it on their own, and even what different, we'll say, customization or configurations they're doing to make it work for them. So I agree. That's exciting.
Yeah, I think there will be a lot of, at least a few stories out there during the conference. I'm looking forward to that. And we may even partner with the customer to do a session to show what they're doing with landing pages. So that's going to be an exciting conference coming up.
Yeah, that would be a really cool presentation just to hear you partner with someone who's done it.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot more to come on this topic, PeopleTools 8.62 and the new landing page and all the features that we talked about today. So I think this conversation is just getting started. So I'm also excited to see what's in store in the future. We are out of time for today. So a huge thank you to you, Shashank, for chatting with us. And a thank you to our listeners for joining us. And we hope that you'll take time to really evaluate how you can benefit from this PeopleTools 8.62 functionality that we've been chatting about. So we'll catch you all next time. See ya.
Thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the PeopleSoft Connection, a Quest on-air podcast production. Show notes and links can be found at questoraclecommunity.org/PSFTConnection. To learn more about what's happening in the Quest PeopleSoft community, visit our website, questoraclecommunity.org/PeopleSoft-community.